farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
State Minister for Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan is commending Surge Island Dairies for its contribution to the agricultural and manufacturing sectors. Stay with us to hear more. And later, our proverb of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Surge Island Dairies, a member of the separate group of companies, has received commendations from the Ministry of Agriculture for its significant contribution to the performance of the agricultural sector. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says the island's largest dairy farm, through its parent company Seprod, continues to invest in the modernization and redevelopment of the dairy industry. The company has invested close to $350 million in a new Tetra Pak filling machine to boost its efficiency. Mr. Buchanan says the investment will also contribute to employment generation and an increase in the demand for more inputs from local farmers. He notes that the ministry, through the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, is on a mission to encourage more young people to become involved in the dairy development program in a bid to rejuvenate and sustain the sector. Work has started with the College of Agriculture Science and Education case and other tertiary institutions such as the Nakalva and Sydney Pagan Agricultural Schools to revamp and upgrade their dairy program with equipment, technical support, and stock.
Priority attention is also being given to the revamping of the dairy program in our agricultural tertiary institutions through the provision of stock, resuscitation of pastures, revitalization of dairy operations and irrigation. We plan to streamline the curriculum to ensure that these institutions can lay the foundation for a new breed of dairy farmers.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. Mr. Buchanan is also commending Surge Island for its collaboration in providing a donation of 25 Jamaica Hope heifers to Case.
Included in the equipment provided to Case is a pasteurizer and supporting equipment to ensure that the milk produced at Case will be safe for use in the school feeding program.
The Junior Agriculture Minister is also encouraging the dairy company to form alliances with farmers from St. Thomas and adjoining parishes to encourage growth in the agricultural sector.
As we speak of the school feeding program, we note that Surge Island not only produces milk, but importantly, fruit juices. And as you seek to diversify your range and to introduce more local flavors, I wish to encourage you to work with the farmers of this and the adjoining parishes of Portland and St. Andrew to include seasonal fruits, such as the abundance of mangoes and pineapples grown in these parishes.
Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan.
Zika fever is a disease caused by the Zika virus, ZikV, and is spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include mild fever, rash, headache, conjunctivitis or redness of the eyes, joint and muscle pain, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
And now for our proverb of the day. No care how tree big, woodpecker know if you do it. And this means, to be successful at managing your money, you must be clear about what you want your money to achieve for you. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have yourself a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.